microwave weapons were deployed against unsuspecting citizens in Australia's capital in the recent protests. Countless people came online complaining of adverse effects associated with the exposure. What you're looking at here is a giant MIMO pad, maximum input, maximum output. The authorities call this LRAD, long range acoustic device. But this label is misleading. This is not an acoustic device. This is not a bullhorn or a giant speaker. This is an energy weapon, a microwave weapon. And they were cooking people as they were singing and dancing for peace and love. Everybody could see it. And instead of brutalizing people physically, hands-on, they decided to nuke and cancer people while they were listening to music. That's the level of treachery that we're dealing with. All of these people that had gathered at the nation's capital were irradiated like rats in a laboratory, cooked, and the like. And again, countless people have come online showing pictures of the burns and the swelling and the after effects. COVID-like symptoms, in fact, to a certain extent. Lung damage, radiation poisoning, burning in the lungs from these microwave weapons, cooking people on the inside like a microwave oven. Now, we've noticed that many of these protests have been staged right near death towers. We have lots of videos of protests happening right at the foot of a death tower. But that wasn't good enough for the Australian government. They had to bring out the microwave weapons, the hardcore military style, Dr. Evil microwave weapons, and cook people. Now, this is referred to as a MIMO pad. See if we can get the video guy on location. But a MIMO pad essentially is a little box that acts as an internet connection. It's used as the backhaul in remote telecommunications towers. And essentially they're beaming all of the data from that tower at the speed of light through these little boxes. A little box like that carries a big punch. Video guys, obviously on vacation. And so these MIMO pads are able to essentially pick people off like a sniper rifle. As well, you have unwanted protesters bust out the energy weapons that can target people miles away. The range on these little boxes, these little MIMO pads, is miles away. And now they've mounted these giant microwave ovens on a stick. On a speaker stand, if you will, on a tripod. And nobody suspects a thing. Nobody suspects that this weapon here will cook you from the inside, will induce cancers and the like, make people sick. Nobody would expect this active denial system. Of course, The authorities call it a speaker system. But now, the people of Australia know what this really is. They've been totally exposed with this LRAD weapon, this microwave weapon. But nobody was suspecting the sophistication of this seemingly inconspicuous setup. But in fact, these things can not only nuke an entire crowd, but single out people for special attention. All of these people got cooked, and they're not the only ones. Many activists have been reporting targeted attacks by EMF weapons, and some of these are launched from cell towers. But many are now being launched from these MIMO pads, the backhaul, if you will, of various wireless communications setups. You've probably seen these little cubes, these little pads set up in your neighborhood. Sometimes they're connected to a street lamp. They don't look like anything. Or a street light. Or a CCTV camera. Essentially, this is the 6G. This is the 60 gigahertz that can broadcast at many different frequency modulations in many different ways. But essentially, a little setup like this is now a weapon system in your neighborhood. And we're going to be seeing more and more of these connected to the grid, targeting individuals. And so, people that are being attacked, targeted by energy weapons that are coming in from all directions, fire, incoming fires coming in from all directions. And people just don't know what they're searching for. It's these little MIMO pads. And again, they're not very thick. They're not very big. And they don't require a huge power supply. But these things can beamform and attack like the Starship Enterprise. And they can mount these things just about anywhere. Even on your own property, and you might not even know that it's there. But these things can attack at a distance of miles away, according to the manufacturers. Imagine what a setup like this can do. And these are the ones that you can see. These are the obvious ones, but this type of technology has been embedded in all sorts of utility vehicles. All sorts of construction vehicles, all sorts of unidentified vans or vans that are pretending to be some sort of delivery service, special delivery. This has been massively deployed. This is what they're doing with all of their black budget money, among other things. They've weaponized the world in a way that people can't even imagine. And this is only the stuff that you see. But even when you see it, you think, oh, that's just a speaker. Does it look like a speaker? And people have seen the propaganda when it comes to LRAD and active denial systems. Makes your skin burn. It's using this microwave technology, just like the cell towers. And so they can not only place these weapon systems in public view, but they can also place them in locations that you don't even suspect. And again, they don't have to be massive in nature. Having one of these little setups in your neighborhood is like having a sniper shooting at you nonstop. Now imagine a whole neighborhood truffled full of these little MIMO pads with the new mesh networks, the new smart cities, and you quickly understand how bad living in a city is going to be. And where can you go, really, today, where you're not in range of this weapon system? This is an active denial torture system that's now been placed everywhere and connected to the deep state surveillance grid, using your social profile to target you. Anyone that's ever visited InfoWars or any other website like that has automatically been placed on a red list. And these towers are just waiting to target you wherever you go. And in the case that you can find someplace safe, they'll just park one of these vehicles in range, perhaps two or three. They travel in gangs. They can just leave them parked there. This thing can run automatically. They don't need to sit there and target you with a joystick. The computer does that automatically. Your biometrics profile is in the system. The way you walk, the way you talk, the way you look, even with a mask. This thing can target you, track you, and torture you using the telecommunications grid that's already out there. And they don't even have to expend ammo. But this is where all of the electricity is going. They keep saying, oh, there's not enough electricity. What are they doing with it? They're cooking people with it. At first came the 5G, and then everybody got sick. And so they've been cooking people, making people sick, calling it COVID. And the rest is history. Of course, when people are being cooked by EMF technology, it weakens their immune system. Now the common cold, the flu, becomes a life-threatening disease. And so they might have released a super flu that gave everybody the impression that there's a virus. But then that was augmented by the 5G and the like. A cocktail effect, a booster for a bioweapon. But the nightmare doesn't stop there. That's just the beginning. The general sickness is just the beginning of the torture. They're going after activists. They're going after anybody that speaks out against tyranny, even large crowds. That's what's most shocking here. Really, it's gone from targeting anybody that speaks up behind the scenes to blasting huge crowds in broad daylight. You think you're safe as a community, gathering together, holding up signs, talking about peace, hoping that the government will wake up. they're not going to wake up.
For younger people, that
their response is to cook you. You see these Mimo pads? That's a new feature of the 5G weapon systems. And they're everywhere, and people don't even really know. They're just looking at the big rectennas. Those are like howitzers. But the little boxes, those are like sniper rifles. And they can shoot over and over and over again. These energy weapons go through walls. They're cooking people while they sleep. If you've ever woken up after 8 or 9 hours of sleep, extremely tired since this pandemic has begun, it's not the COVID. They're cooking you, interrupting biological sleep. Hoping to weaken you enough to make you collapse or have a heart attack, so that you'll check into the hospital, and then they'll do the rest. They'll inject you with the medication. They'll intubate you. Have you seen the video of the guy waking up at the hospital under a ventilator after an accident? Pulls everything out. Asks, what are they doing? There's no need to ventilate, to intubate. They're like, you've got the COVID. That's the new gas chamber. These things make you sick, and then people check in. And the hospitals do the rest. It's pure evil. But there's a reason why these things are everywhere now. And that's the new normal that you should be worried about. It's not, oh, can I, you know, take off my mask and can I go back to work? The new normal is this weapon system in everybody's neighborhood, on every street, targeting people that don't agree with the pedophiles on TV. You think they stole the election? You think they're going to steal it again? They'll kill you, and they don't even care. It's done by AI. You're just on the list. There's nobody policing this technology. There's nobody policing these agencies. And we know how corrupt they are. Nobody's policing Silicon Valley the way they should be. Because these people have undoubtedly unleashed Skynet already, and they're trying to assimilate everyone and plug them into the Matrix. That's their dream. The ultimate domination. And so everybody should be really concerned about these death towers, because they are a serious weapon system hiding in plain sight. Video guy is so fired. But this is what they do. This is what they're capable of. And if you could see the energy that people are getting attacked with right now, they would be freaking out. That would be the number one issue for everyone worldwide. Take down these death towers. We don't need this. Because it's not about download speeds. It's about enslavement. They've brought the idea of active denial to a whole another level. And so people should be concerned. People should be concerned when you look at how many antennas are out there now. How many Mimo pads are out there now. People should be freaking out. They're just not thinking about what's going on rationally. But hopefully this incident in Canberra is a wake-up call. And so this is really happening, and these systems are much more developed and deployed just about everywhere. Much more developed than people can imagine, and they're deployed just about everywhere. And so people need to think about the real pandemic that's out there. The real pandemic is the electrification of our society. The amount of radiation that people are bathing in today is quadrillions of times more than the natural background radiation. Thousands of times more than what's really considered safe by scientists. And so they'll keep calling it cancer, they'll keep calling it COVID, they'll keep calling it something else. They don't care. But you can bet that those that are responsible for this genocide are protecting themselves from this radiation exposure. And so people have to act accordingly. We recommend doing what you can to limit your exposure. Don't sleep with a cell phone. Don't sleep with your electronics on or near you. Turn off your router at night. But some people are living in an apartment building where they're surrounded by wireless technology in ways that are just too crazy to count. All the wireless accessories, all of the internet cameras and the like, the routers, the repeaters, the cell towers, the cell phones. But if you can escape total exposure, that's the ideal. But if you can't, then you really need to think about shielding strategies. They won't let you opt out of this radiation poisoning, but you can protect yourselves with shielding. And so you may want to look at different types of fabrics and materials to protect yourselves. But a lot of this technology is military grade. A little aluminum foil isn't going to do it. You really need to think about setting up a safe room, a Faraday cage, wire mesh, sheet metal. Have it be as thick as you can afford, really. We're also getting reports that attacks are coming from underground. They've electrified the ground with ELF. Extremely low frequency. You've seen these ELF towers, ELF towers, just about everywhere. And that's a whole nother phenomenon, but attacks are coming in from underground. And so you'll even want a shield under your bed. All directions. But especially from underground and from the sides, because ground-based attacks are much more limitless in nature in terms of their power supply. And so a weather balloon or a satellite or even an aircraft can only zap you for so long and for so strong, but these death towers are hardwired into the electrical grid. And so ground-based attacks are where you really want to focus, and shielding from all directions, including the top, making a box, essentially can create a negative feedback loop, turn your home or your safe room into a microwave oven. So you really want to avoid doing all six sides of the cube, but focus on five sides, leaving the top somewhat open, letting some of the EMF dissipate, and never use an electronic device inside a Faraday cage. Just some tips for shielding, but people are going to have to protect themselves. And personal armor is going to be the next battlefield. And so people are going to have to experiment with some of this fabric that's out there, copper, silver, and the like. It may make it better. It may make it worse. You're really going to have to feel your way around personal armor. I'd wear chainmail out there if I could right now. But it gets hot in the summertime, so there's always something in this world. I'll have to leave it there for this broadcast. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Like and share. Feel free to mirror this content. Till the next time. If you're listening to this, you are the Resistance.